A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. And this morning, I really, really have to make a disclaimer that this cranky voice is not necessarily of that of Mike Oshoveli. It's just that, you know, today I'm honestly below the weather. So good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. And thanks for Dwight for the early morning scoop. So good morning to you. My name is Mike Oshoveli and this is Unpacking the Day. Your daily dose of what is really going on, of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. So every day, every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. We keep it clear. We keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the questions that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark meaningful conversation so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the story. So if you're just joining us, our time is about 4 minutes and you just tune in Unpacking the Day. And thanks for joining us. It's always, as we always said, it's always a pleasure being in your company. So let's see how far where we go today, because I'm not really, really, you know, that at optimal level where I should be. So, but I'm going to be with you. I will be with you from this time until 10 o'clock, from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So let's see what we're going to do. So let's get into our first segment of Unpacking the Day. What happened on this day in Africa? So now, in 1779, this was the birth of Johannes Jacobus Jeyns, the Langhans, I received that bit, van Rustenburg, a leader of the Voortrekker group. So tragically, in 1836, his entire trek of 51 people was massacred. In what is present day Mozambique, except for his two children who were spared thanks to a Zulu warrior intervention. So I wonder what happened to them. So also, and it was 1836, so probably they also died a long time ago. All right. So Nigerian military action on August 12, 2012, where troops killed 20 suspected Boko Haram Islamists in Maiduguri, with one soldier killed and two injured during the raid. But the following year on August 12, 2013, Nigeria became the first African country to sign the UN Arms Trade Treaty, showing commitment to fighting arms proliferation, to terrorists and pirates. So, and August the 12th is also marked as the International Youth Day, and the other, it's also marked as the Thoughtful Travelers Day, which have significance across Africa and also globally. So today's youth, International Youth Day, and also the Thoughtful Travelers Day, So, and all these have, and both dates have a really significance in Africa, across Africa, and also globally. So good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. So our thought of the day, Tuesday, August the 12th, Our thought for the day is envy shoots at others and wounds itself. Envy shoots at others and wounds itself. Well, the proverb means that when someone feels envy, their attempt to harm or undermine others ultimately cause more harm to themselves. So the metaphor of shooting, suggests an aggressive act aimed at others, but the wounding itself part highlights that envy is self-destructive. So it consumes the envious person with bitterness, resentment, and dissatisfaction, damaging their own peace of mind or well-being more than it affects the person you are envious about. So essentially, the proverb warns that envy is a pointless and a self-destructive or self-inflicted poison. So our thought for the day is envy shoots at others and wounds itself. Hopefully, in the choices you make and decision you make today, it should not be driven by envy, because that would affect you. It's because that is a pointless and self-inflicted poison. You don't want that happen to you, do you? So, yes, that's our thought of the day, and hopefully that help you to make the right choices throughout the day today. So, good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. Our time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 8. And what we can expect today in the show. So, what do we expect today in the show? So, NDP 6, you know, is that a promise artists have heard before? So, we're going to look at one of the articles from yesterday edition of The Villagers, looking at NDP 6. Is that a promise artists have heard before? So what we can look at forward as well is if you scrapple debt collection for a town councils, if you scrapple that tool for town council, what is the plan B? So what is the plan B for the government if you scrapple the debt collection tool that is now being used? What is the plan B? That's also something that we're going to look at a little bit in depth when it comes to a red force. All right. So, and the if we still have time, is a story that we couldn't finish yesterday. The cabinet approved a tough penalty to curb fisheries bay catch. So if we still have time, then we go into that and then we finish that story that we started yesterday. So good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Michael Chiavelli. Stay with us. I'll be back.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Well, yes, this is Eagle FM, and so you can stay connected with Eagle FM anywhere, anytime. So wherever you are, you can listen actually to Eagle FM. What you can do, you can listen to us through the website if you're at work or if you're at home, and also Eagle FM mobile app. So our mobile app, you can actually upload it from your Google Play or Play Store, and that's not it. On that we have so many features on the Eagle FM mobile app. So download that now if you still want to remain connected to Eagle FM. If you are in an area where our frequencies are not yet available to you, so make sure that you download to stay connected to Eagle FM. So and if you're looking for the latest business and economic news, so make sure that you get yourself a free copy of The Villages by simply sending your WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-200-4144, and be sure that you save that number as a contact number. So The Villager is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So so if you really, really looking for the latest business and economic news, make sure that you subscribe. And the telephone number, 081-200-4144. And if you are a business person and you want to advertise your business, or you have an event, or you have event or function or workshop, it doesn't matter, conferences, and sometimes you really want to have that real-time exposure via live streaming or broadcasting, so Eagle FM can be able to do that for you as well. So all what you need to do, call our office number, 083-288-400. So that's the number to call and, you know, discuss business. So welcome to Eagle FM. So when we come back, we get into our first item on the program. Stay tuned.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moya wo ota ingongo tisa mwene anage shifa ya Namibia ompitombwa na wa olonjika seitha nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe yonge shifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina kara omkwa shifareki uimopo yomo programa letu moambo dengira selma kodara hita tuimu datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaji Eagle FM so hai.
Yes, welcome to Eagle FM, and this is your number one talk radio station in the land, and probably in the globe. So welcome, our time is about 16 minutes past the hour of 8, it's a Tuesday morning. Who are you choosing today? So who are you choosing today? So I'm choosing myself because... You know, being below the weather, you can't think of any other things than yourself. At least today, please, guys, I'm going to choose myself. All right. So I'm coming first today. So that's the only way I can be able to, you know, to do this. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Namibia. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. And I'm your host, you know, Michael Chevelli, here with you, in Ondangwa Studio. And thank you for tuning in. So this morning, we are talking about, you know, soundtracks that we, you know, soundtrack in our lives. We are talking about images that tell us, that tell our stories. We're talking about the jokes that make us laugh, about our shared experiences. And we're talking about art. So we're talking about our culture. We're talking about our creative, you know, if you want to be more religious, creative soul, right? So we have all this fantastic, you know, if you have been, you know, following us, we have all this fantastic, national plans. So big document with impressive, you know, titles. So you remember the Harambe Prosperities and, you know, all those names. So the latest one that we have is NDP 6. our 6th National Development Plan is making some very, very, very bold promises about supporting creative industry. And it talks about art as an economic powerhouse, as a source of job creation, and a driver of our nation's economic growth. So, and it sounds right. It sounds brilliant. It sounds perfect. But what do people on the ground think? So this document is all good. It's all set. It's all telling you that this is what it, this is what the document it's going to do. This is what's written in the document. It talks about all this economic powerhouse, it was creating jobs and all that and driving the national economy. So, but what does people on the ground say? What does the people on the ground think? The musician, the painters, the comedians, the Helmut of this world, you know, and the very people this plan is meant to help. Eh? What are they saying? So, well, an article by Dwight Links, who was just actually presenting now the early morning scoop. And it's found in yesterday's edition of The Villager. So actually the article paints a picture of a deep skepticism, of a really deep skepticism among the people this plan supposed to help. So a feeling that we have, the kind of like, there's that feeling of that. We have heard this beautiful song before. We have heard this beautiful word before. So, and so this morning then, what we're going to do, we're going to go beyond the article and scrutinize a bit more if this is a real plan for progress, especially for our comedian, our painters, our musicians. So we're going to go beyond that a little bit and scrutinize if this is a real plan for progress according to them, and or is it just another policy destined to gather dust on a shelf. So let's get right into it. So now, all right, let's start with the big promises. What is the big promises of NDP6? So the NDP6 document says our creative industries. So please make sure that you read it, okay? It's a thick document. It has a different, there's another one, NDPC covers or something like that. What is the other title? That's actually a briefed one. It's more kind of shortened one. The short version of the bigger one. So, but what I'm asking you, read the NDP6, because that's our strategic, that's our development plan. And that's where we all should, base ourselves and make sure that, you know what is the goal and the objectives of where are we going? Okay. So make sure that you have one document for these 5 years. Ahead of us before 2030, that is our guiding document to get where we want to be. So when we make a reference to that, so it's because those are the promises that maybe there are also promises that made for you, whoever you are, wherever you find yourself in, whatever field that you find yourself, and you don't know even know, and you don't even know what it's all about. So, all right. So let's start with the big promise. Now we're talking about when it comes now to art, and creative industries. That's what we're talking about. The NDP, and we're looking at the story, yesterday's, article in the, article by Dwight Links, in the Villager. So the NDP6 document says our creative industries have a massive untapped potential. Which is true. That's the truth. It even quote a global statistics that the creative sector makes up over 3% of the entire world GDP. So, and that is actually huge. That is absolutely huge. It is billions and billions of dollars when you're talking about now the 3%, over 3% of the GDP of the world, of the entire world GDP. That's billions and billions of dollars. And the government of Namibia, and the government of Namibia is saying, we want a piece of that for Namibia. They said, we want a piece of that for Namibia, definitely. So now on paper, I think there's nothing we can argue with that. So we can't argue with that, definitely. It's a smart economics. It is investing in our people's talent, and we can't, as I said, we can't argue with that. So if we want to invest in our talent, in people's talent, definitely there's nothing we can argue about that. But you remember, this is, you know, but here is where now the story actually get a little complicated. So the article highlight the voices of the artists, okay? And they are not celebrating. So they are not celebrating at all. And they are doubtful. So they are not celebrating. They are really doubtful. And remember what I said at the beginning, they kind of questioning, isn't this a song? Isn't this the word that we have heard before? So they are doubtful. So, and one Kwaito and a house musician, quite in house musician, made a point that hits you right in the gut. I think that really hits you right in the gut. So, and make sure that you read the article. It's the only way you can understand the whole picture. So he essentially asked, how can you say you support something you don't even believe in it? So how can you say you support something you don't even believe in? And I want you to think, you know, and I want you to think serious about that. Very, very seriously. So because what he say, it does make a lot of sense. So I just want you to walk into a corporate office in Wintu. Okay? What art is on the wall? If you walk in any corporate office in Windhoek, what kind of art is on the wall? Is it from Katutura? Or is it from someone from Zambezi? From someone from Zambezi? Or is it from a stock image? A stock image website based in somewhere in Europe? What do you find? Maybe now and there you find, here and there, but What do you find most in there? So, and that goes to how this one Kwaito and how his musician said, how can you say you support something you don't even believe in? Well, go to a fancy corporate event, all right? Or maybe a wedding or any other event. So listen to the music. Is it Gaza? Or is it Top Cherry? Or is it, you know, I don't know all the music. You see, I can't even mention all the local music because we don't hear them. Of course, you can listen to them on YouTube or those who have their thing on YouTube, but that's the point. So is it, but what you hear, you probably hear the latest international chart topper, whoever topped the chart. Too often it's the latter. Too often it's actually the international chart topper that you hear. Well, maybe it's the same question I should ask ourselves here. This is a talk radio station. We don't play too much music, okay? But we focus more on local issues as we discuss here. We don't play much of we are talk radio station. That's why you don't hear us playing much music, okay? So we're not really guilty of that. But when we do, we also somehow guilt. And we can really ask, we can also criticize ourselves. We can face ourselves and ask ourselves this same very question. All right? So I think this is the hypocrisy at the heart of the issue. Okay? A musician in the article rightly pointed out that we are willing to pay top dollars for foreign artists to perform here. And that have happening. That has happening. It changed a little bit, but it was worse. But when it comes to our own, when it comes to our own artists, what do you hear most often? The budget suddenly become too thin or get too tight. And most of our artists are told that, you know, the budget is, it's very tight. And what they're given, they're just given actually peanuts. And I want us, this is what I want us to do now. I really want us to challenge that right now. Okay? So is it because, let's look at that. Is it because our artists are not talented? Is it because they are not talented enough or what? Why aren't our artists not, you know, not used? Why are they not paid at dollars like the foreign artists? Why aren't they paid the same as the foreign artists? So you have to bear with me. My thinking is very slow today. I may say some certain things that you can think, what are you saying? So my thinking process is very slow today, all right? So I'm asking, I said, let's challenge this. Is it because our artists are not talented? Of course not. Of course not. We know there's talent here. We know that there are talent here. We see it. And even in the numbers. So when we had the numbers. So we see it on the numbers. We hear it on the radio every day. And we see it in the theaters. If you go to the theater and there's some performance sometimes. When you go, there are talenters. There are talents. We know the talents are here. Well, the artists suggest a different reasons. What is the reason? They are never given a real chance. So they are never given a real chance. Their work isn't exposed or prioritized. So we don't prioritize the local artist. We don't. That's what the artist said. And this is not just about, you know, about feeling. It's not about feeling. It's about money. And yeah, it's about money. It's about opportunities. Something that Mandume mentioned something yesterday. I can't remember referred to, but it's a very important point. It's about opportunities. So either opportunity to grow, if you are given opportunity, you will grow. If those opportunities don't come, you won't. No, if the biggest companies, and I think this is the reference I'm referring to, what Mandume, I think, mentioned something yesterday. I can't remember what it is. But if the biggest companies and even government department in Namibia don't prioritize Namibian art in their own buildings, for example, and also at their own event when you have events. So what message does that send? What does that message that it sends? Well, I know the message. It sent the message that local is liquor. Local is liquor, but maybe not professional enough for the big stage. That's the message they are sending. That it's local is liquor, but it's not professional enough for the big occasion or for the big stage. So that's the message you are sending. That's the corporate companies that are here, the government when they have this event, that's the message that you're sending. And that, my friend, is a narrative we have to challenge. It's an old, and I have to say this, it's an old colonial mindset that the foreign, in inverted comma, so the foreign is better. That the foreign is better. That's the mindset that we need to challenge. And as we see, it's costing our artists a living. It's costing our artists a living. They can't earn a living because we have this mentality. Oh, gosh. Oh, my dear people, this is not fun. All right. So So, as I said, it's really costing our artists a living. That kind of mentality where we believe that foreign is better than local. And that's actually the mindset that we need to challenge. You and I, and our artists. All right? So now let's dig a little bit deeper. Okay? Let's get a little deeper into the article. The problem is not just about actually undervaluing our artists. Okay? It's also about with which artist we even see. Yeah. So which artists we even see? What kind of artists that we pay attention to? So the article feature a well-known stand-up comedian, Dennis Counter. And he brings up a brilliant, often overlooked point. Okay? So he says that whenever the government talk about supporting the arts, put that art into inverted comma, you know, they tend to focus on the obvious stuff. Now, what does it mean? What does the obvious stuff, you know, the music, painting probably, which is not quite often, painting, and maybe traditional dance that you often see, you know, on an event. And these are vital. These are important. It's not that they're important. They're important. But what about the rest? Now you're wondering, which one? Which the rest? So what about the rest? So what about the Helmut of this world? Okay? What about the comedy? What about the fashion design? What about the graphic novelist? Do we have something like? What is that guy? Doodle? What is it? Are those not graphic novelists? There are quite a lot of those that who can do that. So what about video game designers? What about podcasters? So that's the question. What about the rest? So because the focus is only on, as I said, it's only on either, you know, music and traditional dance. The focus mostly is on that. Maybe painting as well, but not even to that extent where there are enough opportunities. So what about the rest? The comedy, the fashion design, the podcasters, so there are so many. So when the government talking about creative industry, they only have this obvious one in their mind.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
I can assure you it's going to be a long, long, long show today. All right. So what we are looking at is that, you know, we're looking at the article. We're looking at one of the article in yesterday's edition of the Villager, and we're talking about the reactions from that article of the artist. We're talking about a stand-up comedian, Dennis Counter, who actually talked about that. The focus really is only on the obvious stuff, like, you know, music, and probably traditionally, most often than traditional dancing. So other art of other form of art are not really paid attention to, you know. And we have comedy, and we have fashion design. We have so many, you know. We have video game designers, or we have podcasters. We have so many. So, but the tension actually of the government has been always, you know, music and traditional dance. So, and the comedian notes that he doesn't have much hope because his specific field, and this is comedy, is always ignored. It's always ignored. So he suggests that maybe as a nation, we are still actually figuring out what comedy as an art form really is. What is that art form is? So, but shouldn't the government really, in its grand plan, this, which including NDP 6, shouldn't be ahead of the curve? They should be really ahead of the curve when they're designing up a program like that, development program like that. Shouldn't they be fostering, they the one who should be fostering this new emerging creative field? Shouldn't be they? And a good comedian, if you have a really good comedian, a good comedian is the social commentator. Yeah? They hold a mirror. Someone told me that comedian hold a mirror up for our society. They kind of like those who hold up a mirror. They may hold up a mirror to our society, for us to make us laugh about the, you know, about the maybe about the cues. I'm just mentioning anything on top of my head about the cues at Home Affairs, about the price of Kapana, the family drama at Christmas time, you know, during Christmas. And they are just as much as part of our cultural, you know, fabric as musicians are. So, but they're not given that opportunity. So the question is, where is the support? This is what he's asking. Where is the support? When was the last time you heard of a government grant specifically for developing comedy tour, maybe like a comedy tour in Namibia? When was the last time you heard a grant like that? Guys, today I'm trying to, you know, to fight for you. No, but it's not to fight for you. It's really, this is, we want to bring out certain things that when we talk about, when sometimes we hear, we're just taking for granted that this is what it is. So, and there are those who are being left behind. No. Now, tell us, since you have known, and you have some comedian who do up stand-up comedy, but you never seen them being supported by the government. When was the last time, my question is, when was the last time you heard of a government grant, and that is specifically for developing comedy tour in Namibia? We would love that. I would love that some of these comedians tour around Namibia and, you know, really talk about, you know, our issues, you know, joke about our issues. And I would love to have a night off just laughing, you know, a Friday night off, just, you know, just listen to a very good comedy. When was the last time you hear a workshop on a script writing for the local sitcom? When was the last time you hear that? So they are being doubtful, you know, about that is justified from their point of view. All right? And there is, these are huge. Oh my God. These are huge hidden aspects in a plan that are not obvious. So the NDP6 might be using broader, inclusive language, but if the implementation only focuses on two or three safe art forms, maybe musician and painters and cultural dance, so then it's actually following the rest of the industry. It definitely following the rest of the industry. So creative sector is an ecosystem. It is an ecosystem. You can't just, you know, if I can give a whatever, you can't just water one plant and expect the whole garden to grow, you know, because that's exactly what it's actually doing. You water one plant and expected that the whole garden would just grow. Now, and this brings us to another critical point raised in the article, and it's the classic chicken and egg problem. You know, that chicken and egg, which come first? Now, the comedian points out that Namibians consume more foreign content than our own, which is true. I listen to any one of the station now, what music that is being played there. Or just flick through the channel of your TV. How many of them are showing local produced dramas? We don't have even movies or game shows. The game show that you find there are actually from either Britain or America. That's what you find there. When we ask even these things, when I'm asking how many of them, when you just change your channels on your TV, how many of them are showing locally produced dramas? Well, we show South African, we show probably Nigerian, we show probably, most of the time we consume so many South African, you know, so many American, so many British, you know, drama, movies, or whatever the case may be. And remember the opportunity that we said earlier on, that the artists are saying, we are not given the opportunities, we are not prioritized. That's the case. So the argument goes, people consume what is available. Oh my goodness. It's not life. Okay? So the argument goes, people consume what is available. We consume what we have no choice. We only consume what is available to us. So if the airwaves are flooded with American series and Nigerian movies, so that's what people will watch. But why is not there more local content? So, well, local Namibian producer will tell you, it is incredibly expensive to make a higher quality show. And they will tell you there's not enough funds. And broadcasters might say they don't have the budget to commission it. If you produce, broadcaster will tell you, well, we don't have money. We also don't have actually fund to or budget to commission those. So no funding means no content. Okay? And no content means no audience. And no audience means no advertising revenue. And no revenue means it's a circle, no funding. No income comes to you. So you see, the circle, that's a trap. It is a trap. It's an absolute trap. And who has the power to break that trap? Well, the article points a finger. It points a finger to the government. All right? A government that sets policy. They are the one that who sets policy. The government that control the national broadcasters. So they are the one who have the power to actually break that trap. And well, we have now the NDP6 that is actually, you know, focusing on that. Hopefully, that's what we're going to see. And remember the debate about local music, you know, music quarters on radios. There was that debate. For years, You know, for years, artists have been fighting for a guaranteed percentage of airplay for Namibian music. So it is simple, effective way to actually break that cycle that we're talking about. So if people hear it, if people hear your music, they will request it. You understand? If they hear it, they will request it. If they request it, it becomes popular. So if it becomes popular, the artists get booked for shows, isn't it? And the artists make a living. That's, it is simple. Yeah? So you can even think of now where we are, even if, when it comes to sport. So the logic, the same logic applies to television, to theater, to everything. Yeah? So as we are here, we may not even know. I can tell you, honestly, I only knew few players, few local players, even national players. But if you ask me, you know, players of Chelsea, player of Manchester United, player of Liverpool, why? Because that's what we are fed almost every day. Even in on our own content, that's what we see. So the NDP6 talks about talks a good game about, you know, about synergies with tourism and IT. And that's great. That's honestly great. When you hear this, as I said, we always have our documents are perfect, are great in what they say. So now imagine a tourist app, an app like our Eagle FM app. Imagine a tourist app developed by a Namibian IT student, okay, that has short documentary clip about each region. I'm kind of giving away a business here. Yeah? Produced by, you know, by Namibian filmmakers. That is the synergy that you're talking about. Yeah? If we have an app, it's just a simple an app that if we have, you know, IT student can be able to develop that, then you have a short documentary of each region. What is unique in that region? So when people comes to wherever you are, you log to that app, whether you are in the state, whether you are in India or Bangladesh or wherever in Russia, you can be able to see each region in the country, you know, and that's the synergy. That
take maybe 700,000 or 600,
yeah.
Then you know that person is there. He can also maybe go in the future for example,
mentioned it, companies, corporate companies. We have Rani, yes, that are all over the countries.
Yes.
How much money they pump into the community where they get their revenue. You know?
That's what I'm saying, that when it comes to politically,
yeah,
you see, they are there. You will see corporates. They are pumping money there. These business communities or business people or investors.
Yeah.
They will pump money. But when it comes to sport and some music and so forth, they are nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Maybe the policy will be set up to say, look, let us also, because this unemployment which we are crying, people are just there idling with their talent.
Mm, exactly.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is no job where you say, okay, we are looking for a musician, you see, or we are looking for a soccer player. No, you will not. Maybe they will look for a coach or a technical advisor. That's all.
Yeah.
You see? But you will not see that, okay, we need 17 talented musicians to come and apply. To where? To who?
Mm.
You see? Those are the things which you should also consider, you see, to say that, okay, let us also.
But there's so many events that are taking place on a local level. You probably then kind of like a policy that look, use your local artists, you know, and the budget should be there. The government, there is this youth fund now available. At least it should be able to also identify what are the local artists in those areas and use them. So when you have now this gathering, whatever type of gathering, think of your own local people rather than think of the now national, on the national level, think of the Gazas and whatever. Think of, start from where you are. And this is how they grow. They get exposure on that event. And then that's how they would grow
You see, just right after independence, once we celebrate, we were celebrating our Independence Day.
Yeah.
You will see the late Brenda Fassie them coming here. You see?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the only, you see, we never ever, because we knew them before, you see, and they were utilized. So if we could have started, you see, with our locals, not only artisans, we are talking about these cultural, you see, dancers, like cultural performers, you see? Yeah, cultural groups. They can also be, but you just, for them to go and perform at an event, is just maybe 3,500. Can you imagine? You see? Yeah, where will that take them, at least where? And you might see that in their group there may be more than 10.
And the how budget for that is more than that, actually.
Yes, but they have their Minister of Sport and Culture. At least that one can also come up with events and so on to say, okay, let us also identify culture. Let us also empower cultural performers. You see, if there is someone coming from abroad, like, or let me say, like the foreign ministries or ministers or foreign investors or having whatever, let them also perform and be paid. At least 100,000.
You know, when I was studying in Pretoria, there is this Pretoria Theatre. And every Saturday, you have different groups. Sometimes you have actually gospel groups coming and singing, and you also have some have cultural. But those actually are paid by the theater.
Imagine.
You understand? Every Saturday, your whole Saturday, you can just go and sit there, starting from maybe already from around 10 o'clock to the evening, you know? And a different form of art that either sometime gospel, you know, cultural dances and many things, you know? So, and they are paid by the theater.
Yes, as I said, Ministry of Culture and Environment and Tourism, like tourism, you can also incorporate with them to say, look, once you come here, at least in Swakop or Walvisby, wherever you go, Oshakati, there should be a cultural performance, you see?
Yeah.
Which they can also go and, you see, attend and pay a decent amount of money. At least that's where you will be empowering of your people. You might see these people who are talented in these drums and so on, or dance. That is their talent. We cannot just rely on education, graduation. If you see people are just graduated and so on, idling in the street, maybe they wasted their time also. They could have been utilized their talent somewhere else. You see? But because of that, the absence of a policy which can also enforce to say that, no, this should be done this way. That's why we are here, where we are today.
Yeah.
Look at sport. You see, we have football clubs here, but what? You cannot even know. We will just have Brave Warriors is playing, but you don't know even a single player there.
Exactly. As I said, I can name all player of Chelsea or Manchester United, but I can't name our own player in the national team.
if not Dion Hotto and Shalulile, who else?
Because we see them in South Africa.
Yes, that is the thing. Here also, if you go to the stadium, it's empty.
Yeah.
That's because the municipalities or town councils are not coming up with something, or Minister of Youth and Sport. They must also bring up to say that, look, this is what we are going to do. We will identify talents. Start with tournaments. You see? With tournaments, not 10,000. Go up. Money have been stolen left, right here.
Exactly.
Millions are going. Why can't you just say, okay, we only need teams from Erongo or Zambezi, but the tournament is worth 5 million. You start not only the government, bring in FNB and so, they are supporting, they're in South Africa, they are supporting sport, they are funding the sports there.
Yeah.
We have ShopRite, Pick and Pay, all South African outlets are here, but why are they, is there no policy which can also enable them to say, no, you should also at least once in a year, you see? Then we can also say, identify our talents and so forth. But if we sit and say that, no, okay, we are looking at one side, let the government come up with policy, especially the lawmakers.
Yeah.
They must debate on things which will take this country forward. Not just going backwards and center and so forth. Let them score goals, not just dribbling and passing in the middle field and defending. Let them also score goals. Let us see the new government and the new parliament with full of youthful, academic or educated, you see, young girls and young men and women there. Let them focus because they are coming from that background.
Yeah.
They know when we talk about unemployment, who do we talk about? We are talking about the youth. Once we have youthful parliamentarians or lawmakers in place, let them focus on that one. Otherwise, we are not going anywhere.
Sometimes once they get on the tables, they forget where they come from.
That is the thing, but they were singing the same song. No, if exactly. we go there, youth empowerment. Yeah. Maybe they, you see, the thing is, maybe we must also include, let me say, yeah, those who are coming from that background, maybe the musicians and the, maybe the soccer players who are on the ground, maybe at least let them join politics, but maybe they will also come up with plans and to see, yes, we suffered in this way, our talented were wasted because of ABCD, let us put up this policy. Yeah. Yeah, I remember those years, Pepsi, we will see Pepsi organizing these athletes and so on, sport.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, but where are those things?
Exactly. I mean, there was also a time when our Premier League used actually to be shown on television, you know?
Yes, you will see what is this, NFA Cup or whatever, Windu Klaga. There were some cups, but now you won't see it.
You won't see anything, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
What we are saying is, if you are a minister there, please... sit down and or a parliamentary sit down, go back, consult the communities and ask them what do they think, you see, or what plan do they have. They must visit, not just going and play netball and whatever they no. You see? Yeah, let them come to the community. Engage with the community. They will tell you there are some people with ideas. You scoop from that.
Yeah.
Then you go and you tell us or put it in the at work and say, look, this is what we want. Let us try this one. It's just for trying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we say, like now it will work. No, you can try. If you fail, how many NDPs we had before? It failed, but they are still giving NBT. We are maybe at 6 or 5 now.
At 6, exactly.
6, yeah. You see, but what have we achieved? Nothing.
Yeah.
But at least if you can come up and say, no, there is a policy, either like mining now. You see, only Rossing Marathon those years, and even now it's just now been useless.
Yeah.
But by that time, if Rossing or Swakop Uranium or B2 Gold or say that in Ochodonjupa, we are going to have a tournament, but worth 10 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you will see if a team win that, they maybe can go home with 5 million. It's done.
It makes a difference in those people's lives.
Yes, because the player will be paid a decent salary, maybe 10,000 each. And it must be yearly. You see? It must be annually, let me say annually. Maybe also from there, what is this? Cheetah cement. From there, Horongo cement. From there is, what is this? Tumep smelter, whatever you call it now. These names will change, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah, then maybe we can have 5 tournaments in a year or 4. Eh? Not this newspaper cup and what is the Namibian newspaper cup? What is that?
Mm.
Even that one, if they can also say, okay, you have done enough, but it hasn't taken us anyway.
Yeah, the initiative was good, and they did where they can. So some should have come on board as well. You know?
Mm. Yeah. We have, seriously, Namibia has money here, but what do they do, those corporates or those foreign investors? They take the money, go and, you see, pump it in their country and utilize it to build the infrastructures like stadiums and so forth.
Yeah, and that's the problem of having these these companies that are not Namibians. So
yes, you see?
They get all the money and go invest in their own countries.
You will see this, especially mining and fishing sectors. Seriously, they must come on board. It's time for them to come on board because the money is there. Yeah. I'm telling you, we are talking about billions.
The money is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that it's in the hands of you and it's not in our hands as the BBS.
It is only in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
Maybe we must put petrol and fire there so that those hands must be bent, must bend a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for them to maybe to drop down those eggs or whatever they are holding. For someone to pick it up and utilize it.
Seriously,
otherwise we are not going anywhere. Let the government, especially when we talk about government, the lawmakers should come up. We have young men and women there again, I repeat.
Yeah.
Let them come up with ideas.
All right.
Not just these makeups and running around and photo shoots. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Great, man. Thanks for coming through.
Sup.
All right. Our time is about 11 minutes past the hour of 9. And we go until 10 o'clock. Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Mr. Oshavele, how are you?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
Good.
Mm.
Youth empowerment and sports and artists.
They are the creative industries, you know. So we have it in NDP6, but the artists are saying, well, we have those stories before, and we still where we are, you know. What is the change? What is the difference?
to me, the creative industry is that, is first of all, before we look at it, let's think, is it marketable in the first place?
It is marketable. You're a little bit far. You're disappearing.
No, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I can hear you now.
So yes, it is marketable, especially when it comes to music, visual arts, dancing art, theater. I see there are a few Namibian movies that NBC is basically going to broadcast now because we've been lacking.
And imagine how long it takes. We're only consuming other people's. Do you believe you don't have talent in acting here in Namibia?
No, we do have a lot of talent.
Exactly.
I think the FNCC has been one of the agencies that has been pushing for visual art, especially in the film industry, theater.
Yeah.
The College of the Art has produced a lot of cameramen and video editors and script writings and engineers. So the resources but I think. Not so many movies have been coming out, except a few movies such as the film used to call Coca Shop, and maybe you remember the movie called Kasiki in 98 or 96 around then, which was a big hit, which I think NBC should continue to repeat. But you don't really have a lot of things that are happening as far as the creative industry is concerned. Visual art, can a Namibian artist be able to sell a painting or a sculpture at the price where they are able to make a living out of?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of artists that are not making a living.
Is the attitude because it's produced by a Namibian, or it's because of the quality? Because it could be of the quality, but definitely because it's someone from somewhere in Kavango or from Zambezi, then we tend to think that the quality is not as good.
It's not necessarily a thing of quality.
Yeah.
The fact is the people being... as a people, I don't want to say sensitized, but was it well marketed, or was it something that it became part of the people, that the people will actually want to acquire something?
Mm.
It's easy for me to go to an open to an open market and buy a few traditional baskets, then me to go to a place where the sculptures, like in Okahanja, or maybe a trackpot here in Windhoek, for me to buy a few sculpture or woodwork that are on people at the end of the day. So basically,
on the point that you're making there, I used to have a friend of mine from Germany. So what he does, he comes here to Namibia and buy, this basket that I made local here. And I can tell you, when he sells them in Germany, he make a lot of money. You understand? So here he buys so cheaply, but when he sells them in Germany, it's really massive. He make quite a lot of money. So, and that's why I'm asking in terms of, why don't we see that value here, and be able to, market that. That's the point you're making also, and market that outside.
Mr. Oshaveli, if you look at most of the tribes in Namibia, everybody will wear Oshiwambo dress. Why?
Yeah.
Because the value of it has been emphasized by through the people that way. Because what you see, you must understand, marketing has to do with what you see every day. More you continue, that's why people pay to have their jingles on your radio station or on television, on print media.
Yeah.
Because the more you see it, the more you have that. When you go into a shop and buy a certain product, not because that's the product that you love, because your mind has already been made up by
It has been programmed.
So the thing is this: how well marketed are these things, or how well are people conscious to actually want to buy these products at the end of the day? Let me give you a particular example. There's a particular artist, Elimoto. Elimoto, he sells very well outside of Namibia, but in Namibia he doesn't sell. And I remember that Elimoto and his band, they won the best band in Africa, but no one in Namibia knew about it.
Yeah.
You see, those are the kind of things that you are looking at. And also when you look at other things as far as our population also dictates as well. If you look at Nigeria, Nigerians are doing well. Why? Because the artists are able, the population is able to create, to carry the artists.
Mm.
When you go to South Africa as well, they are able to carry their artists. And also, after independence, South Africa made it deliberate that they are going to cut all international music from their, most of the international music from their radio station, especially SABC.
Yeah.
And they are going to play local music.
Yeah.
And that's why local music, the local industry actually picked up in what?
And has grown, yeah. Mm.
And it has grown because that's what you hear every day. So because that's what you hear every day, you begin to fall in love with what you hear every day.
Exactly.
And you begin to feel one with what you hear every day. I remember there was a particular radio station which will choose Wednesday as a day where they'll play only local music.
Mm.
But the rest of the day, now you have these local music musicians that are competing with international content on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we should look at. The population, the buying power of the people, and one thing that you must understand is that the world has also evolved.
Yeah.
People don't sell CDs anymore. I remember that how the music industry was actually hit hard when they find out that people are actually streaming their music on internet. So the thing is, even when people were buying CDs, I'll buy a CD and then make copy for my friends and then put the music into a USB. So what's happening?
Yeah.
It's meaning that this particular artist is losing a lot.
It's losing a lot, yeah.
Mm. When it comes to streaming, music streaming platforms, such as your Spotify, Apple Music, and others, and Drizzles, Namibians cannot put their music there by themselves. They need to get somebody else because this... Have you ever actually downloaded an app and then you can't use it because it is not available in your local area?
Exactly, yeah.
So they need to find people from outside to put their music on. And you know that Spotify doesn't pay you very well at the end of the day also.
Mm.
But now you have to use somebody else's platform for them to put your music on, and that person also needs to get a bite from your from the stream of your music.
Yeah.
So that's the disadvantage that we have. When you look at NASCOM pay out to artists, it was 917,000. That's basically the amount that they paid out to Namibian artists.
Yeah.
The biggest artist that got the biggest chunk was 32,000.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, they fall under 9,000, 19,000 something. Now imagine an artist, that's what they're making from NASCOM, royalty, per annum.
Yeah.
So is it able to carry artists at the end of the day? Because there's so many artists that are making music, you find their music on YouTube, but are they making money out of it? So what the artists are busy doing is self-marketing to make sure that they are there. They give their music sometimes for free on radios,
yeah,
so that the music can constantly play. Sometimes they get their music into your jukebox so that people can continue hearing the music, so that maybe these artists will create such a hype that people will actually follow them when it comes to shows. And one thing that Namibians don't do, you don't find Namibians making their own shows. Like last time I remember there was Namibia making their own shows. It was the GMP show whereby, I think when they were returning, which ended up also with the loss of life of Eclipse and others.
Oh, yeah.
Eclipse,
yeah.
And Roger, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were coming from the GMP show tour around the whole country.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have Namibia. You have some of Namibian good artists in Namibia, but they only wait for there to be a show so they can be booked. But you don't find a Namibian artist saying that, let's come together, let's put our resources so that we can rent sound.
Yeah.
Tate Buti, we understand that I'm giving free matter to Tate Buti. Tate Buti has sounds on other people that they sound. Then they have a track. You travel with them around the stage as well. You travel with them around the country. You make money. And then you pay them their cut. And the rest you can divide among yourself.
Mm.
Because those are some of the things that you should look at as far as self-promoting is concerned.
Yeah. So I understand you. I really understand what you're saying. But I'm just thinking of the upcoming artist, you know, that we need some kind of support that will get you to a certain level now where you it, once you get there, you have now some kind of, a safety net that help you now to be able to do what you can be able to do. So, yeah, that helps still. And I'm still thinking of this youth fund. I think we need to use that to our advantage, especially to our youth advantage, really. Yeah.
Mr. Oshoveli, no, I do agree with you. Maybe we can use some of those things to empower the youth.
Yeah.
But also when you look at the sports as well, one thing, if you realize that the sport in Namibia only became alive when Chula Chula joined.
Mm, mm, yeah.
Chula Chula joined, and then I think others such as...
And the momentum has gone down, you know.
Yeah, the momentum has gone down because we didn't take advantage of the hype.
Yeah.
For South African football to be where it is, it was a deliberate act by having the Premier League.
Yeah.
So the soccer league to join, having a joint venture with DSTV, with MultiChoice.
Yeah.
And because they are able to sell, MultiChoice was able to sell this product, they also, teams were getting, the PSL was getting a chunk from MultiChoice.
Mm.
And this was distributed among the team because now teams are able to sell those matches. They are not only selling stadium, but they're also selling matches that are on television, and everybody can watch these games, even in Namibia.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the salaries of players and coaches and the staff went up.
Yeah.
Because now you have an industry that this soccer, that the football that is being played is now a product that you are able to sell and able to market.
Exactly.
Because it was well marketed.
And
since it was well marketed, there's money that is coming in, and the money is distributed among the players.
Yeah.
Now, if we have NBC, it's for free. We watch it for free. As long as you have your TV's license.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have someone.
I mean, sometimes you don't even have TV's license. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the only way to make revenue is by going to the stadium.
Yeah.
And maybe having some of these teams sell their merchandise, such as their cups, key holder, and t-shirts or jerseys that they can sell at the stadium.
Mm.
I think those are some of the things that they can take advantage of. But it's not a product that you can really sell because unless we can reach an agreement with MultiChoice, because just the Zambian Premier League is on multi, so it's on television, and the Nigerian soccer league is on television on MultiChoice. Yeah. We can also maybe reach such an agreement,
yeah,
so that it will be able to boost the marketing of our football league,
exactly,
whereby our Namibian footballers would be able to make a living.
Yeah.
Because you must understand that when COVID-19 hit. Or not only when COVID-19 hit, when there was issue within NFA, where there was no league, the football player were suffering because they were unable. Now imagine a football player. I remember I had to pay a taxi fare for one football player. I said, "No man, you guys are doing so much, and yet you are struggling to pay your rent. Let me pay your taxi fare. That's the least that I can do."
Yeah.
And when someone is a football player, you expect them to actually be doing better.
Exactly.
And I think, if they are not doing better, it also trickles down to the attitude of the supporter. Like, what am I going to do to that particular to support a match if I'm already seeing my brother in the street always?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right.
So yeah. So Mr. Oshoveli, I can be a loud mouth as well, just like the previous caller.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for listening to me.
No, thanks for coming through and for your contribution. All right.
All right.
Great. All right. sorry. As I said, it's going to be a long day for me today. So you can come through as well. And, our telephone number is 0833-66091. So Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Bon dia, familia.
Ah, bon dia. Como está?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right.
You know, in our sport,
there's
no money.
Yeah, there is money. put their potential money. There's no money. There are potential money. I can put it that way. That there are potentially there are money. Yeah, let me put it that way.
Oh, okay. If there is money, that money has been hidden. We don't see it. We want. Listen, what I want to like.
Let me give you an example. And many people will probably be not hated by this. Take for example. I'm gonna give you an example. The veteran. You know, there was a Ministry of Veteran. In that Ministry of Veteran, you have many people that are involved. You have the minister, you have many office people that are occupying the office, but those are not veteran. If that amount of the veteran ministry, that amount of money of the budget of the amount of the ministry of the veteran ministry, if it can go directly, if you can just have a directorate and that deal with the veteran, all that money goes to the veteran and you would actually solve the problem of the veteran. Now, the money goes to different people that are within the ministry, and then it's only little money that comes to the veteran. You understand? It's the same bureaucratic crap that we have in either in sport or in anywhere. You understand?
Like
the money is there.
The country has money. The country has money. But let's look on the system of our retailers.
Yeah.
How much they are putting in sport? Maybe 0.1%. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. The money is there. They have corporate company that we pump our money into it, but they are not doing anything.
Yes, the money is hiding. Now think about you as a player. I used to play soccer. I hated soccer. You know why?
Yeah.
Where I was working, I'm getting the salary which I can pay my rent, I can support my family. And these guys want me to play in this team. So I went to play this soccer. So in this sport, my brother, maybe they are planning to give maybe 500. What will I do with 500?
Yeah.
Then when I wake up morning, like what will I do most? So my mind reflects to the way I get more money. I must leave this sport to go to do my job, so I can get revenue, which are or money to support my family.
Yeah.
Now, if I play, I'm a soccer player, a youngster coming from school, and you've been paid very, very well, my brother. When I wake up morning time, I just wake up and run away because I know to running where I get money. Now,
exactly.
The money. I think our system need to change. Even when you come to this debate of the best player, how do you understand a best player for the whole year getting 10,000? What's that?
Yeah,
we are not serious with our sport, and the same thing with our music. Our music should play like a league, you know.
Yeah.
We cannot just press Gaza, press the dog, press those guys are already there for a long time. So we should create a system. We will have a debate to say, okay, there's a competition. The best artist for the period of 6 months, this guy's gonna run away with a 400,000.
Yeah.
And those guys will compete to that system. And in doing so, you get a lot of artists coming up because they want this money.
Yeah. And actually, the value also goes up when you evaluate who qualifies for that, and this is how it improves music as well. It's because they know, you know, if I win this, I will actually, you know, I will upgrade myself. I get to the level where now I can win again next time and things like that. You understand?
You know, if you win now, to say you win, let me say you're a youngster. You win, you come from a Congo, you people like your music, then you win. When you win, you give a good example as a role model to the youngsters. Say, okay, this guy, he come from just from the village. He's an artist now.
Like you are not only winning 30,000, you're winning 300,000. You know, or half a million. You understand?
Yes.
That would make a hell of difference in your lives. Yeah.
Brother, you'll see even the sunny people competing for that music. They'll come up with their nice song, and things will be beautiful.
Exactly.
Now,
yeah.
If this guy won, now next time you should get against another system to say, who will compete with this for this in music for this kind of money? Yeah. Same with our sport. Mm-hmm. They're not putting money there. That's why we are lazy to sing. We are lazy to play. There's no money.
Yeah, money is there. As I said, money is there. It's a matter of policy, and really making sure that we think this through. You understand? We still have this mentality, and I said it earlier on. We have this mentality of the foreign is good. Yeah, that mentality is within us. And unless we really get this kind of mentality and really start to invest, we can only become good when we invest in what we call untapped potential. There is untapped potential, and we need to invest in it. Yeah.
Now just look now, what is the MTC doing? Mm. Trying to invest in the youth and in sport and whatever. So now think about it. If any company in the media do as MTC do, and they sit together, you know how much they can put together just to elevate this simple thing? You know, I'm telling you, this money can do a lot of things in this company. If this company come together, do as MTC do. MTC is just playing this alone, you know. Like, there's nobody can help MTC, like in sport and playing ABC and whatever in agriculture. Just playing alone.
And you know the best thing where a government can do is because we have this, most of these foreign companies, what you can do is that, okay, we expect you now 20% of what if of your profit must go to now to the youth or whatever the case may be. So that should be a registration. And if you don't want, you know, get the hell out of here.
Yes, pack and go.
And we can have a local company that doing that. So so it's just a matter of pack and go. If that's not the case, you are in the position of power to dictate what should be done.
Our country is very, very rich. But if you think that for the benefit of our country, we can do a lot of things in like, you know, just like other countries doing in their sport, in their music, and don't let somebody to be there for too long. No, if I won now as a best artist, next year must come out. Somebody must go in. Not like you are there for 5 years. Just Gaza. No, are you living at this your country?
Yeah.
No, you should give chance to the youth to come also to participate. The same today with our ministers.
Yeah.
When you are there for 5 years, the second election, everybody must come out. Let us try to new, like, as maybe this time.
All right, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for coming through.
All right.
Our 333-66091. Very good morning to you. Yeah.
Yes, mate.
Yes, good morning, man.
Sorry, man, the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see your voice is under the weather. The weather is something else.
Terrible, my dear. I shouldn't have come to work today. But anyway.
No. We can hear you.
Yeah.
And you bring important topics.
Yeah.
Things which we never talk about it in Namibia.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, not much of us we are paying attention when it comes to sport, artists. And I just want even to show you can see where the problem started.
Yeah.
Okay, if I tell you now how many presidents we have so far.
Mm.
We have our founding father.
Yeah.
We have the later president. We have the second president, Sekou Mbamba. We have, and now we have that the Nangolo Mbumba in the middle there, and then there we have Meme.
Yeah, it's actually
so there are five.
Yeah.
Can you tell me even one of his grandson or one of his daughter then participating in sports? Or even beauty contests?
Sometimes we don't know them, so
no, we know.
Tell
them. No, Namibia is very small. Namibia is very small. It's very, very, very small. Otherwise we know them.
Yeah.
They never, that's why they never put money in something. I agree with the person who wrote that how can you put money in something which you don't believe in?
Yeah, exactly.
That is what is happening to us because they don't trust. They don't trust what you people are doing.
Yeah.
That's why.
But we don't have to look at it in terms of specifically in terms of now in terms of a president themselves.
No.
We need
I'm
to
just saying because this is including even their cabinets,
yeah.
Their ministers.
Yeah.
Not even one yeah. of their kids have been participating in this sport.
Yeah, we need.
And that is my friend. Even anti-corruption can come and arrest me today. if I'm lying.
Yeah.
Never. You never see them. Not even a director or their doctors.
Mm.
You see their kids participating in sport. That's why they're not able to invest in anything. But I'm telling you, go to other countries and you see who's in charge of the sport.
Yeah.
And who people are, I mean, their kids have been participating in sport.
Yeah, it's just that, first yeah. of all, the contradiction is here. This is a small country. One can talk, in terms of marketing, I can understand from the other caller who mentioned that. But also you have to think, we can be able to fund our sport easily.
You Very know? Much.
We can be able to fund our sport easily.
It's what I'm
able to raise.
You know, Mike, sorry to cut you, sorry.
Yeah.
You know why I'm putting is that, you know, putting money, a government putting money in sports, it's not like you are wasting the money or you are giving to somebody the way the money been still like 400 something, it's just individual people.
Yeah.
But if you put that 400 million in sports,
yeah.
development even, that money will circulate in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there'll be 5 people coming out to represent Namibia.
Yeah.
You see now. At the end of the day, there will be foreign currency because these people they will be going to get somewhere like the Lake of Salulile and the others.
Yeah, their life has improved and they're improving.
It's improved and they work the community.
Yeah,
it's benefiting.
Yeah, and they have families that are benefiting from them, and you know it's a triple.
I'm telling you,
ripple effect. Yeah.
Instead of us for crying here now, you find employment, what? That you are not going to solve anything. Just like the way they are giving the drought situation, food.
Yeah.
When you give that food, it's just gone. And I forget about it when the drought come again. It's where I'm going to cry about it. And you have to give me the drought again. But what about if you teach me how to do it? That's why they said teach a man how to fish, not for you to hand out the fish to him.
Definitely.
You see? Yeah, but the problem with our government is the things which they need to improve shortly. Like how many times I told you that, you know, in South Africa, the way they started the ARIF is that the corporate, they have a policy where whether you like it or not, you have 5% to give it the support.
Yeah.
You can say, no, I'm not making money. You can close your business.
Yeah.
And why we cannot do that? If we have a Nedbank here, Nedbank is having a Nedbank Cup in South Africa.
Yeah.
We have FNB here, FNB is having a FNB stadium in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, what they do in our country?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
It's only
and they read in the newspaper how much they make.
Less than about 300,000 if there is a little bit of an event or something like that.
I'm telling you, Nedbank Circle, a person who went first is getting 10,000. 10,000, you cannot even buy a bike.
You can't.
Sport bike is even 25 going for 30.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you are here. Come on, no, the winning all over all is getting 10,000. Come on, you see, this is insult. It's what I'm saying, Our politicians, they need to sit with the people who participate in sports, like the lack of Frankfurt League. Then we have a Sibute here also. A lot of people.
Yeah,
we can look up to it. Then they sit with them. Then they say, how are we going to improve this? Sport, especially I like soccer.
But
then you cannot tell me, my friend.
Yeah.
All the countries which are surrounding us, they are playing professional football.
Yeah.
Including even Botswana. What did Botswana have which we don't have?
Exactly.
Yeah?
So, but the other thing is also the article also looking at. It's also that sometimes there's also a focus on just on the obvious, like the music and probably and traditional dance. But there are other things as well. There are other, graphic, video game designer maybe,
podcasters as well, and influencers.
And we know that you can also combine those people. Like, let me give you an example. Yeah. Okay, now we have a African star playing with what? Chula Chula.
Yeah.
Just for example. Then we, first before the match, we have a band for dancing. Yeah. Then we have also Helmut performing.
Exactly.
You see that? And at half time, also we have somebody also to come up to perform something.
Exactly.
Americans
are like that. Americans
are like that. That is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So when there's a break, you know, you involve other artists as well.
It's what I'm telling my brother. Even if I don't like soccer, I'll go there because I know I want to see Helmut.
Yeah.
Performing.
I'm going to hear about 15 minutes of a comedy.
A comedy, exactly.
Yeah.
And after I can listen to the maybe Tateputi performing or somebody. Exactly. Or Kanjafa.
Yeah.
I go there to dance for the music.
Exactly. You go for even if you don't like, and that's how you get to love soccer as well.
You end up loving it.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't love it because you don't know the rules and
you don't know the exactly. That's the point. Once because I'm telling you, how much of us we go even to watch rugby playing.
Yeah. No,
have a friend of it.
Yeah.
Or you also will say, or your boss. He's saying, let us go and watch. Yeah. You see? At the end of the day, you might then interested even not, you are the one even going to end up asking your boss, can we go to the match next Saturday?
I can give an example of that. I mean, when you grow up in Namibia, I never really liked rugby, you know?
Yeah.
And then in South Africa, some of my friends were white and they loved rugby. So we started going to rugby and, at this point in time, I never miss rugby.
I'm telling you, that's how it is.
You know?
Because I'm telling you, swimmers are not okay when you are far from it.
Yeah.
But once
you're not exposed to it, yeah.
You're not exposed to it. But once you get exposed to it, I'm telling you, you start feeling, in love with the game.
Mm.
Look, how many times I complain and say, no, we have a sport commission who's getting massive pay and salary. But in Katutula, we don't even know a tense court. They're all Katutula. They want to tell me that this kid of Katutula, they don't want to play tense. Yeah. Or that they don't want to participate in rugby.
Yeah.
The problem is our government. Yeah. A lot of people, they're saying, no, let us talk about a cooperative. The government is the one who has to come up with a policy.
A policy.
To force the cooperative.
Yeah.
So, but they will not do it. But if their kids are involved,
The other problem is that when the policy is there, it's not actually enforced to the level
it's there, but it's not enforced. It's up to you, willing.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this is that's what I'm saying. The problem is our people. They don't want to involve where the poor people, family, kids are involved to mingle with their kids.
Yeah.
And then when I'm saying that, I'm talking about our position. That's why I'm telling you, the family in location. How many times do you feel see they are coming to see their family, even like a birthday or anything, or even graduation?
Yeah.
They later say, no, come and host it in my house, in Auckland Park, or Olympia. But the person is staying in Katutura.
Yeah. But just watch what even the president said. The president was saying now, we want you to go to the government service, like the hospitals. We want you now to go to the hospitals of the government. But you won't.
So you can see the problem. Yourself.
We have seen.
How does it look like?
We have seen Gurare, the prime minister, going there. But it will be, at the beginning you will see that. But
It's acting.
In the future, you won't see ministers coming to the government hospitals.
I'm telling you, it's supposed to be enforcement.
Yeah.
A police which is their enforcement, forcing them, because they don't have any chance.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. Because now look, the problem I have also with our people when they come to local content, they don't play it. You remember the other time I complained, I said no, MPC I used to like to watch Open File, because it was a documentary covering Namibia, the problem of Namibia.
Yeah.
They get rid of it. Okay, now, and remember those big days, there used to be
one fine day, hosted by the later Jason Koyowa.
Yeah, one fine day, yeah.
Okay, all those are dead, natural death, but it was educating us.
Yeah.
Some of us, we are beneficial of those programs. Mm. But what happened today? Kids have to watch the cartoon of like what woodpeckers and what which it got nothing to do with our local content.
No,
you want to tell me that we don't help people who are doing it if we can see it in the social media?
Yeah.
Like YouTube, you see Namibian are creative, but they are not given a chance to MBC.
Exactly. That's the point here. That's what they're saying. It's opportunity and priorities. You know,
exactly.
It's not prioritized. It's not.
That's our problem. I'm telling you. And we do it even in the local, because now, look, like in the Launa Fiji now, they're having what tragedy coming up.
Yeah.
You see the main event, the main act to be like a Gaza or dog. Mm-hmm. And now dog is going to be paid almost the half of those artists underground with it are going to perform, especially the local one.
Yeah.
You see now, that's the problem. And the MC also from Windu.
Yeah. So you
when are you going to develop your people now?
Exactly. And I think that's the law that I'm asking, that there must be a policy that use your local resources. Use your local resources and I have seen this in Ongwediva.
It's happening, my friend. It's happening everywhere.
I see this in Ongwediva.
The organizer, even the speakers are come from Windu. But the old people there.
I was saying, you know,
the telling is the same also. You see?
All right,
my brother.
Let's see who's coming up again before we end.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Mm. Mm. All right, 3366-091. So we're looking at, and please do subscribe, to, the villagers. This is a story that we follow from unpacking a story from our, sister paper. That's the villager, the artist feel that the NDP6, well, not really. They are being skeptical about it. Not really that they won't see. That they are being skeptical about it. That this story, we have heard it before, and nothing have changed so far. And there's still a focus only a few of the art. Let's say, for example, music, painting, and traditional dance, and there are a number of other art that is not be considered. We're talking about, you know, podcasters, we're talking about influencers, we're talking about video game designers, we're talking about graphic novelists, we're talking about, you know, fashion designer, we talk about comedy. So there's so much, and this sometimes maybe is not seen as an art. So so there's so much that actually can be, you know, considered as well. So, and they said, well, we don't see any difference. We don't see any money pumped into. As I said, have you seen any comedy tour, for example, in the country? And they are here. They are very talented comedians, even our very own Helmut, you know? So, yeah. And, those are the issues. Our telephone number again, 0833-366-091.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news.
IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMPA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMPA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMPA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
A very good morning to you, and welcome to Unpacking the Day. So I'm almost there. This has been one of a really, really, really tough morning for me, but I'm getting there. So it's only about 8 minutes left before I say goodbye. For unpacking. And thanks for those who are coming through. And if you still want to come through and contribute to our first item, so do so. Our telephone number is 0833-66-091. So I just want to go look at something that I talked about yesterday. You can come through just to winding up our time before we come to the end of the show this morning. Yesterday I talked about the cabinet. Yesterday we have Mr. Graham Hopwood from IPPR, and we talked about the policy. Quickly forgot it in my head. So, but then yesterday I also started talking about the cabinet actually approved Baycatch policies or fine and as I said, and when we're talking about Baycatch, we're talking about, you know, the accidental catch, you know, when you cast your net, you may actually catch some of the fish or any other, you troll some, you know, maybe you are asked to catch hake, your quota is H, your fishing rod is hake, and then you started to, when you cast your net, you know, you also caught young seals, seabirds, and sharks, small sum shark, whatever, and a whole other fish, you know, you were not supposed to catch. So that's what we refer to Baycatch. And this seems to be becoming a really, really, really a problem. And the government has to step in. And it announced, the announcement came from the Ministry of Information and saying, Cabinet has given the green light for the Ministry of Fisheries to clamp down now the Baycatch. So the fishing company can only have a 2% of their total catch be Baycatch. Okay? So anything over the 2%, they have to forfeit it and then give it to the government for free. So, and the second penalties are going way, 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 way up. And the fine for Baycatch is jumping from 15% now to about, 50%. So, and the third penalties was they are creating a public list, which I call a wall of shame. And naming every company that breaks the rules, and if they are repeated offenders, they could even lose their license to fish in our waters forever. So we look at some really aspect which I really don't want to go into it now, but The things that I wanted to really look at is the whole question of the first the 2% the threshold. The 2% sounds very, very small, very strict. It sounds impressive. So, but my question is one of the logistics. Who is doing the measure? Now, the measurings. So the officials, observers on the vessels, you might say that they are the one who need to do that, but do we have enough trained? So we have enough trained, do we have independent one and uncorruptible also observers to be on every single vessels? Do we have those? And for every single trip, we don't. We are talking about massive fleet out there. There are really massive fleet out there. So do we have observer to be on every single vessels? So now when we're talking about the 2% threshold, you know, and you don't have the fisheries observer on every single fleet, so that it doesn't help. So now think about this. A vessel captain pull up, you know, he pull up his net and see he has a way more than 2% of bait catch. Now, he's 100 kilometers out at the sea. He's now 100 kilometers in the sea, out there at the sea. So the observer is maybe looking at the other way. You know, how do you know? And maybe there isn't one on that on his boat that day. So what do you expect? What is actually stopping him from simply dumping the evidence? The disease, the dead seas, could be the dead seals, could be the shark, could be any non-target fish. So back into the sea before he gets to port. He's out of sight, out of mind, and, well, the problem disappeared on paper. But the damage to the sea is already done. So a 2% rule is only as good as it enforcement at the sea. So without 100% observer coverage, so is it just a number on a piece of paper? Definitely. And the other thing, so I will gonna give this to, but let me finish this one quickly, Mr. Franz. So and let's talk about that big scary fine of 50% penalty. Wow. That sounds like it will hurt. But here's the most important question that article doesn't answer. Okay? 50% of what? So the 50% of what? Is it the 50% of the value of the illegal bait catch? Or is it 50% of the value of the entire catch of that vessel? Then, and think about this. I want you to think about this. So think about that. And there's a huge difference. The difference is if a company illegally catches a 10,000 worth of bait catch, okay? 10,000, Namibian dollar, worth of bait catch, a 50% fine is actually 5,000. So for a multi-million dollar company, that's actually nothing. It is the cost of doing business. So they just pay it and carry on. Now, but if their entire catch for that trip is worth 2 million, let's say, for example, their whole entire catch for that trip is worth 2 million. So, and then the fine is 50% of that. And that's a $1 million penalty. Now you are actually talking. Now you are talking. That is the deterrent. That is a deterrent. So that makes now that we even make the CEO pick up the phone and tell his captains to follow the rule, no matter what. So the fact is that these details are missing. They are missing and they are critical. It is the difference between a real punishment and a slap on What, on the face or on the wrist or wherever? And we need clarity on those. So, yeah, even today, we couldn't really. I want to finish that so that I didn't come back, because there are certain things that I wanted to say on this one as well, and what are the loopholes with this as well. So, but well, that brings us actually to the end of our unpacking the day today. I really didn't know, that I would actually make it to the end today. So, but at the end I did. And thanks for those who come through. At least they energized me a little bit. Well, I managed to. Now I'm going to sleep. Okay. Yeah, because what I feel inside is absolutely, absolutely horrible. All right. So, well, we have come to the end of unpacking the day. Let's do that again tomorrow at the same time, from 8 o'clock to from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And let's book your seats. Make sure that you book your seat and on your favorite talk radio station. So I will leave you in a very good hand and capable hand of Mr. Franz, of Dr. Franz, coming up with Kwitha Mosha, which is coming up right away. From me, we're crossing to Wintok. It's a goodbye for me.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, wutekiru wakaguna, iima tina, omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nanalong.